Good morning. Today we are starting our new topic on Parshas Vayetze. The Pasuk says as follows, Vayivka b'makom, talking about Yaakov Avinu as he was traveling, and he arrived at the place Vayala and Shem, and he slept there, Kivah HaShemesh, because it was getting late, because the sun has set. There's a drasha on this Pasuk in the Gemara and Brachos that says as follows, that Yaakov Avinu instituted Tfilas Arvis, Marev, based on this pasuk, vayifka b'makom vayalen shama. The Gemara says, "What is vayifka lashon pigia?" Is means he daven. So as follows, vayifka b'makom. That vayifka means he daven. Yaakov Avinu daven. B'makom means Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we call hamakom. Hamakom yinachem eschem. That's like we say to an avil, hamakom Hakadosh Baruch Hu should give you a nechama. So vayifka he daven b'makom to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And what time was that? Kivah HaShemesh, it was at the evening time. So in fact, that is our topic. What's the proper time to daven Marev? When's the first time? When's the last time? And what's the ideal time? So I'm here to Shem. We will cover all of that in the coming days. So we're just going to start off with a famous Mishnah in Brachos Chavav Amud Aleph that discusses the various times to daven Shachris, to daven Mincha, to daven Marev. Now, when it comes to Mincha and Marev, we'll go through those manim because they are actually going to be related. So the Mishnah says as follows, Tfilas HaMincha Ata Arev, Tfilas HaMincha, you say until Erev, which is evening. We don't know what that means. Rabbi Yehuda Omer at Plaga Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says it's up until Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is 1.25 hours before the end of the day. We also, again, don't know what the end of the day is yet. And that is the time of Mincha. So according to Chachamim, again, it's going to be up until Erev, the end of the day. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be Plaga Mincha earlier, an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. And then it says Tfilas HaErev, which is Marev, Ein La Kev. It has no set time. We have to see what that means as well. You can say it all night long. And the Gemara explains as follows. When it came to Shachris, we have Shachris because that's the time that we bring the Korban Tamid Shachar. We have Mincha at the time that the Korban Tamid Shabar Nabayim was brought in the afternoon. But Marev is brought because of the limbs and the sinews that were brought on the Mizbeach. And that it could have brought in the Mizbeach, it could be brought all night long. So we don't have a set time for it. Ein la keva, it can go the entire night. So in fact, it's a fascinating thing to note that when it comes to the time of Kriyat Shema, the Gemara is clear. The Gemara says that the time of Kriyat Shema is from Tzeis HaKochavim. We're talking about Kriyat Shema of Maariv. That is the time from Tzeis HaKochavim, from nighttime, not from sunset, but from nighttime. On the other hand, when it comes to the Zman of Marev, the time to daven Marev itself, leaving aside the Kriyat Shema of Marev, it doesn't say explicitly in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, the time that it begins. It's not explicit. It doesn't say it starts at Shki, it starts at Zeitz, it starts in the between the two. It doesn't say. But the implication of a Gemara and Brachos Tav Chaf Zayinam Amud Aleph is that Marev starts right after Mincha ends. So they go back to back. When Mincha ends, Marev starts. And this is the Gemara that we can extrapolate from it. So the Gemara says as follows, Rav, Shispal al Arvis Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shavas Mi Be'od Yom. So the Gemara there says that Rav, he davened the Marev of Friday night during Friday. He davened it early. He didn't wait till Shabbos started, literally, but he started it. He said it is Marev for Friday night on Friday proper. Now here, the Gemara is trying to prove, do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda or Chachamim as to when the end time of Mincha is? The end time of Mincha, as we mentioned, according to Chachamim, is all the way up until Erev, Shkiyot, or Tzeis HaKochavim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Plaga Mincha, an hour and a quarter earlier. So here we see that Rav, he davened his Marev early on Shabbos, meaning Friday night's Marev, he davened in the afternoon on Friday. So we can extrapolate from that fairly easily that he paskin like Rebbe Yehuda, that you have to finish your mincha by Plaga Mincha, and that enabled Rav to daven his Marev early, before the end of the day. So he davened it right at Plaga Mincha, after Plaga Mincha. So we can learn from this Gemara, in fact, that Mincha and Marev are back-to-back. When you finish Mincha, that's when, indeed, you can start your Marev. And in fact, the Sefer Ha'itim says as follows, in the name of Rav Yehudaigon, called Idan Denafix Mantvilas HaMincha Ailes Mantvilas Arevis. Whenever you finish Mincha, whenever the Zman of Mincha completes, That is when the time of Mariv begins. The Ravia said the same thing. The Aruch HaShulchan says it as follows. The Davar Pashuru. It's obvious. The Kishikalis Man Tvilas Mincha, when the Zman of Mincha is finished, Maschil Zman Tvilas Arvis. That's when the time of Mariv begins, right? When the Zman, they're back to back. One finishes, the other starts, and then he says, V'chein iskimu raboseinu atosvos, v'harosh, v'harashba, v'chol, aposkim. In fact, Aruch HaShulchan says, this is an accepted view. Tosfos, Rosh, and the Rashman, all the poskim would agree that when you finish Mincha, that is when Mariv begins. So in fact, it's not as simple as that, because it goes like this. There's a big machlokis in the poskim. Do we compute the day and the hours of the day and the mitzvahs that we have in the day, for example, Shachris and Kriyat Shema in the morning, etc.? Do you compute the hours of the day from Nates to Shkia, in other words, from sunrise to sunset, and you divide up the day and you compute everything based on that? Or do we compute it based on Alos HaShachar? We've discussed it in the past. What is Alos HaShachar? It's a significant amount of time before Nates. It can be 72 minutes, but it's adjusted based on the number of degrees that the sun is under the horizon, or it can be more than that. And all the way up, we do it from Alos HaShachar all the way till Tesa Kochavim, when the stars come out. Is it big stars, medium stars, small stars? We won't get into that right now. We'll mirror to Shem later in the week. We'll get into that a little bit. So that is a much longer time period from, instead of from sunrise to sunset, we go from Alos HaShachar all the way to Tesa Kochavim. So if we are saying, based on the first view, that the day goes from sunrise to sunset, that means that Mincha is before sunset and Mariv is right after sunset, because we say one leads to the other. When one ends, the other begins. When Mincha ends, the Mariv begins. So if we're looking at day as sunrise to sunset, Nates to Shkia, we're going to do Mincha week up to the end of the day, which is up to sunset, and then Mariv is going to begin right then. On the other hand, if we calculate the day from Alos HaShachar to Tzeis HaKochavim, that means that we're going to be able to do, in the Shita of Chachamim, we're going to be able to daven Mincha all the way up until Tzeis HaKochavim, and we're going to be able to daven Mariv right after Tzeis HaKochavim, but not earlier. That's all in the Shita of Chachamim. But if it's in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Mincha goes up until Plaga Mincha, an hour and a quarter before the end of the day, and then Mariv starts immediately. So the first way we're looking at it, if we're saying it's from Neitz HaChama till Shkia, then, based on Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be able to daven an hour and a quarter before Shkia. You're going to daven Mincha all the way up until Plaga Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter before Shkia, and then you're going to start Mariv right at that point. However, you can start at that point. That's the earliest. However, if we're looking at the day from Alos HaShachar to Tzeis HaKochavim, then the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that you're going to be able to daven Mincha up until an hour and a quarter before Tzeis HaKochavim, not Shkia, but before Tzeis HaKochavim. That's going to be the end time of Mincha. And then the beginning time for Mariv is going to be an hour and a quarter before Tzeis HaKochavim, and it'll go all night long. So, Amir Tzashem, we will continue in our discussion next time, and we'll discuss the question of Madua la'achar lispalo. Based on this, why should we have a concept of pushing, what are the good reasons to push the Marav actually a little bit later to Tzeis HaKochavim? Why should we avoid davening beforehand, even though we have shitas that certainly we can daven Marav before Tzeis HaKochavim, even before Shkia, if we're in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? But maybe there's some good reasons that we should push even Mariv, not only Kriyat Shema. The Zman of Kriyat Shema is only from Tzeis HaKochavim, but maybe we should push Mariv later as well. Have a wonderful day.